So, Lewis, I guess what with all the news coming out of the Gulf, we need to talk about how businesses there are preparing for potential spillover from the Israel-Iran conflict.
Absolutely, Alice. I see. There's been a sharp increase in inquiries to risk advisory groups, right? Companies are really stepping up their contingency plans.
Exactly. Gulf monarchies have been trying hard to stay out of the conflict after improving relations with Iran. But with U.S. military bases in the region, there are concerns about potential targets.
Right. And if the situation escalates, Iran could target energy infrastructure in the Gulf. President Trump even mentioned the U.S. could join Israel's offensive by striking Iran.
Tom Griffin from Control Risks said they've seen a surge in requests ranging from evacuation support to intelligence on the ground situation.
Phil Miles from Kroll added that businesses need to realize this isn't just a local conflict. Targets like energy, utilities, or U.S. bases could be in play if things escalate.
The immediate danger is still in Iran and Israel, but companies in the Gulf are preparing just in case. Kroll, Control Risks, and International SOS have been helping with evacuations from Israel and Iran.
Renault even told its employees in Tehran to work from home. And International SOS centers in Dubai and London have been working non-stop since last Friday.
Mick Sharp from Crisis24 mentioned they've assisted 40 company evacuations from Israel so far, using Jordan and Egypt as primary stops.
But some companies are no strangers to instability. For example, multinationals in Doha had to navigate a 3-year embargo during Trump's first term.
Since the conflict started, more companies are asking for help with crisis management and monitoring. Some are even using technology to keep employees informed.
A FTSE 100 consumer goods company installed an emergency notification system on staff phones and asked managers to develop business continuity plans.
Control Risks is engaged in crisis management planning and tabletop exercises for several companies. Some have even activated crisis teams to keep everyone informed.
Nick Doyle from Kroll mentioned that a minority of companies had already drawn up plans after attacks on Abu Dhabi in 2022. But these plans are a last resort.
Trade and logistics sectors are also on high alert. Closing the Strait of Hormuz could disrupt global oil and gas shipments. DP World is preparing with rerouting strategies.
And some companies are even thinking about their messaging in case of a serious escalation. A PR company in the region has had inquiries about what to say if a Gulf financial center is attacked.
Despite the concerns, some expats remain phlegmatic. Akbar Khan in Doha joked about it being impossible to get a reservation at a new bar, even with all the worry.
Wow, that is so cool. It's fascinating to see how businesses are adapting and how some people are just going about their lives as usual.
Yeah, it really is. It's a reminder that while the situation is serious, people are finding ways to cope and even maintain a sense of normalcy.
Right, it's like amidst all this uncertainty, there's still a bit of resilience and humor to be found. That's pretty inspiring, actually.